Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mrs. Laura Bush.
Thank you all. Welcome to the White House. Laura and I are glad you're here, and thanks for coming. I welcome members of my cabinet. I particularly want to thank all the healers and compassionate folks who help with heart disease. Vice President sends his best. All of us here are committed to America's heart health. I don't know if our fellow citizens know this, but this is American Heart Month. And it's a good time to remember that an estimated 80 million people across the United States suffer from heart disease. The disease is the number one killer of American men and women. Many women, however, do not even know they're at risk and say they don't take simple steps that can protect their health. And that's where the Heart Truth Campaign comes in. Over the last 5 years, I appreciate the fact that you all have spread the word, and you represent thousands across our country who are doing so as well. You've helped women reduce the factors for heart disease, and that's a noble calling, an important contribution to our country. Every February, you encourage women to wear the red dress, which I appreciate. I do want to thank the fashion industry for stepping up. And and the results are measurable. Women's awareness has been raised. Women's lives have been saved. Earlier this month, I was in Kansas City, and I met a woman named Joyce Cullen. In 2003, Joyce saw coverage of Laura's visit to a Kansas City hospital. She just talked about the symptoms that of heart disease in women. It was just a simple explanation of what people should be aware of. She woke up with those symptoms shortly after Laura's visit. She went to the hospital. Her life was saved, and she's now a part of Heart Truth. And that's the effort in which you're involved. Simple acts that are spreading across the country and saving lives. My job today is not only to welcome you and to thank you, but to introduce the Heart Truth National Ambassador. Laura is committed to the Heart Truth campaign. She's a great First Lady, and she's always dear to my heart. The First Lady.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much, Mr. President. I want to acknowledge Secretary Mike Leavitt, the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. Thank you for joining us very much, Mr. Secretary. Secretary James Peake, the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Thank you for joining us. Ambassador Susan Schwab, the U.S. Trade Representative. Ambassador Nancy Brinker, the Chief of Protocol, who also is very well known for another disease that American women suffer from, and that's breast cancer. Thank you so much, Nancy, for joining us today. Dr. Elizabeth Nabel, the director of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, thank you for coming, and I'm delighted to see so many doctors, researchers, nurses, business leaders, journalists, fashion designers, and models, and so many advocates and survivors. Thank you all for coming, and thank you for telling the heart truth. The heart truth is this. Heart disease is the leading cause of death for American women. A woman suffers a heart attack every minute in the United States, and heart disease claims the lives of more American women than all forms of cancer combined. Many women, though, don't know the heart truth. A few years ago, I didn't. Like many women, I assumed heart disease was a man's disease. I didn't know that heart disease kills more women than men every year. So in 2003, when the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute asked me to join the Heart Truth Campaign, I was happy to help spread the word to women about how we can protect our hearts. I'm gratified by the Heart Truth success. Government agencies are advancing education, promotion, and research. Cardiologists and nurses are improving their diagnosis of heart disease in women. Over the airwaves, on the front pages, and in the headlines, journalists are informing women about their risk factors for heart disease. Heart disease patients are turning their own close calls into a nationwide call to action. In 2000, only a third of American women recognized heart disease as the leading cause of death among women. Today, thanks to the efforts of many of you, that number has climbed to half. Educating women about their risk factors is essential to preventing heart disease. Women also have to reduce those risk factors by getting regular exercise, by not smoking, by going to the doctor for regular health screenings of blood pressure and cholesterol, and by eating a healthy diet. You'll be happy to know that we've chosen a delicious and heart-healthy menu for today's event. The fashion industry has encouraged women to lead a heart-healthy lifestyle through the Heart Truth's Red Dress Project. Across the United States, women now wear the red dress pin to show their support for good heart health. Many of you have designed and modeled these fabulous red dresses. Each February at Fashion Week, you're showing women that being heart healthy never goes out of style. And nothing draws attention like a little red dress. The red dress is drawing women's attention to heart disease, and it's even inspiring women to launch their own awareness projects. Women have hosted health fairs, ladies' night out events, and the red dress lunches. In cities across our country, women have chosen a night in February to put on a red dress and go out dancing. Churches have used red dress Sundays to preach the life-saving good news. This month, the Heart Truth Roadshow will travel to 10 cities from coast to coast. Women and men can see the designer red dresses on display and receive free screenings for heart disease risk factors. As women have become more aware of the red dress, they're beginning to take heart disease seriously. So are their doctors. Every year, from 2000 to 2005, heart disease deaths among women have decreased, an unprecedented consecutive yearly decline. Because of the Heart Truth, tens of thousands of women's lives have been saved. One of these women is Candy Stauffer, who's here with us today. Last year, as part of my work to tell the Heart Truth, I went on the Rachel Ray Show, where I described the symptoms of heart attacks in women. Two women who watched the show were Candy and her daughter, Carrie. A few weeks later, Candy woke up feeling nauseated and bothered by a pain in her jaw. At first, Candy didn't associate her symptoms with a heart attack, but Carrie remembered what she'd heard on Rachel Ray. She packed up her kids. You never saw five little boys move so fast, Candy remembers, and together the family rushed Candy to the hospital. Because mother and daughter heard the Heart Truth, Candy got to the emergency room in time to be treated. Since her close call, Candy has started exercising every day. She's dropped 45 pounds, and now she's calling on others to take better care of their hearts. There's a ripple effect, Candy explains. My family is more aware. My friends are more aware. Even in the line at the grocery store, Candy will tell people about heart disease. Candy and Carrie are with us. Where are they? Oh, there they are. I'm proud to serve as the Heart Truth's official national ambassador, but I'm even more proud of America's unofficial heart health ambassadors, people like Carrie and Candy, and like all of you in this room. In New York and New Orleans, in Charlotte and Chicago, I've seen the ripple effect, And I have been inspired by the doctors, the researchers, the patients, the journalists, and the fashion designers who are working every day to save women's lives. Congratulations to everyone on 5 great years of the Heart Truth campaign. President Bush and I wish you the very best as you carry on your work to tell the Heart Truth. Now I want to introduce someone who's been and will continue to be a great leader for the Heart Truth campaign, the director of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, Dr. Elizabeth Nabel.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Bush. Thank you for inviting us here today, and most especially for all you've done as the campaign's national ambassador to share the Heart Truth with women everywhere. At the beginning of this decade, few women understood their risk for heart disease or took that risk seriously or personally. In 2001, the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute stepped up its leadership role on the issue of women's heart disease by convening more than 70 experts in women's heart health across the country to develop a national action plan to reduce the toll of heart disease on American women. The result? The Heart Truth, a national awareness campaign for women about heart disease that seeks to increase awareness for women about heart disease and prompt women to take action to lower their risks. The campaign was developed with input from many partner organizations, which all recognized the need to give women a personal and urgent wake-up call. The campaign was initially aimed at women ages 40 to 60, a time when a woman's risk for heart disease begins to rise. But we have now extended the messages to younger women, because heart disease develops gradually and can start at a younger age, even in the teenage years. Older women need to hear the messages too, because it's never too late to take action and control the risk factors for heart disease. Those who have a heart disease can also improve their heart health and quality of life. As Mrs. Bush noted, the Heart Truth introduced the red dress as the national symbol for women and heart awareness in 2002. The red dress serves as a red alert for women on this issue, and it has sparked a national movement, quite literally changing the landscape for women and heart disease in this country. The fashion industry, which we honor today, enthusiastically embraced the new icon through the creation of an annual red dress collection fashion show. Importantly, the red dress symbol is bringing together new supporters and partners, all committed to increasing awareness among women about their risks for heart disease. Many of our partners are here today, and you should all feel very proud of how far we've come, and know that considerable progress is being made in this fight, particularly the increased levels of awareness among women since 2000. What's more, we know that awareness is leading to action. Women are living longer, healthier lives, and dying of heart disease at much later ages. Despite this progress, challenges remain. As the Heart Truth looks forward, we know that most women still do not take their risk for heart disease seriously, and many fail to make the connection between risk factors and their personal risk for developing heart disease. We must do more to educate women and inspire them to take action. This is particularly important for women of color, who are disproportionately affected. African American and Hispanic women in particular have very high rates of the major risk factors. Prevention is the best defense, and we all need to share the message that women can lower their risk by more than 80% by just leading a healthy lifestyle. Mrs. Bush, you've done so much to share the Heart Truth with American women, inspiring them to learn more and to take action. We've heard today about Joyce Cullen and Candy Stauffer, who you have touched directly. We thank you for reaching millions and millions of women across the country through your many media appearances, such as the national morning shows each February, as well as the many community events you've spoken at across the country. The National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute takes seriously its role as the leader of this landmark national movement to improve women's heart health. And we know we can't do this important work without the steadfast support of our many campaign partners. Our thanks today to the sponsors of Red Dress Collection 2008, Diet Coke, Johnson & Johnson, and Swarovski, and to the fashion and entertainment industries who have done so much to advance the red dress icon. Our sincere appreciation. I now invite you to enjoy a video that showcases the tremendous power of the heart-through symbol, the red dress, and the fashion industry's support for raising awareness as the number one killer of American women. Thank you all very much.
The First Lady of the United States, Laura Bush, is here to unveil 19 red dresses here. It is all to call attention to heart disease in women.
The symbol of the heart truth is the red dress, which reminds women about their risk and inspires them to take action.
I salute America's fashion industry.
It's a wonderful opportunity for us to give back to the people, the women that give us our livelihood, the women we dress.
People don't think about those sicknesses until it happens to somebody close. And the whole point of this is informing people, it says you have to think about it before.
And I think that it's important that we all come together, and I think this is really wonderful. And when I was asked, I was like, I would be honored.
So much we can do to keep our bodies healthy and strong so that we can live a healthy, strong life. And we need a good beating heart for that.
I think that it's important that we, the National Wear Red Day, to make people remember, come on, get that heart checked.
I'm very glad to be a part of it because I think we need this very badly to be made more alert of the fact that we must be responsible for ourselves.
I'm wearing Ralph Lauren. He's kind of my main man, and the dress is gorgeous.
Numbers are going down. That's great. The number of heart disease and women's going down, so the word is getting out.
On Friday, I got to play dress up and was honored to hit the catwalk in the Red Dress Collection fashion show.
So excited.
I wanted to be something a little special, so we picked sequins, but we made them matte, so she shone, not the dress shone.
My whole family was plagued by heart disease, so when they asked me, I thought, oh!
When they asked me to do this, I wanted to be here,
so here I am.
Red is always sexy, red is love, red is a heart. It's such a wonderful cause. I actually lost a few people to heart disease, so anytime I can do anything positive, I'm glad to be a part of it.
I think a red dress is genius. I think because, you know, A, the heart, for me in particular, being Latina, it's my color.
Wonderful partnership between the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute
and the fashion industry. It really shows that medicine and science can come together with the fashion industry and the entertainment industry.
The show has taken on a life that is just unbelievable. I mean, you know, from the first mannequins in the fountain to the kind of celebrities that walk the runway, and it helps get the message out.
The fashion community has supported the Red Dress Project ever since the Heart Truth campaign was launched. And today, by designing and wearing these fabulous red dresses, you're showing that being healthy never goes out of style. Thank you all so much. Thank you for coming. Congratulations to each and every one of you for these really great statistics, and keep spreading the word to women about heart health. And now I'd like to invite you to the dining room for a heart-healthy reception.